Hey, Dr. Bob Rotella is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Got to share a little bit about Dr. Bob's background. He was the director of sports psychology for 20 years at the University of Virginia. He is the ultimate performance coach. And I want to get some more insight on your time that you did spend with LeBron James. From what I've listened to LeBron, he talks about a lot the mental approach to the game, that it's 50% of what it takes to be a champion. So what were the things that he asked you in terms of some of the suggestions that he was looking to glean from you, so to take his game to that next level?
Number one was really changing his whole image of himself as a three-point shooter. He knew that he had to change the way he thinks about himself as a shooter. He knew he had to, you know, really create a picture of him being a great shooter and wanting shots in big situations. I think he then put a plan together for really, you know, how many shots a day was he going to have to make off a hard cut and dribble and a hard cut and catch with a great defender guarding him. And then he had to go execute the plan. And that's where people really start separating themselves. I mean, he goes and lives it. And, you know, a lot of people, once they get to that level, you're in the NBA, you're making big money, you're a star, it's easy to start deciding that, okay, I've done it. I'm good enough. I don't have to keep improving. I think what's so impressive about him is he's got, you know, his standards are probably higher than anybody else's standards for him. And that's very impressive. And I think he really wanted to learn a lot about being a leader. I remember we talked a lot about Michael Jordan and Bill Russell. I told him I thought they were the two greatest players because they won the most team championships. And mm-hmm. then if you want to be, you know, the greatest of all time, well, I mean, you've got to help your teams win. It's not just about you being a really good player. There's been a lot of really great players who didn't become the greatest of the greats because their teams didn't win. So in team sports, you can't do it alone. And it's very impressive watching his relationship with his teammates. I mean, he's a leader, but he's a friend, he's a supporter, even in the game the other night. I mean, early in the game, he's helping everybody else build their confidence and getting them open shots. But when the game was on the line, it was very clear he wanted the shot. And, you know, making it was fantastic. But, you know, you're going to miss your share, too, but you got to be willing to miss if you're going to take it.
Oh, it was a memorable buzzer beater. In Game 4, the Cavs defeat the Bulls 86-84. Hey, we're going one-on-one with Dr. Bob Rotella tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his brand-new book, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. And I got to share with the audience tonight, Bob, you know, what does LeBron James have in common with LPGA legend Pat Bradley?
Well, number one, both LeBron and Pat came to me and basically said, I want to be the greatest. And, I mean, Pat was 31 years old when I started working with her, and she had won one time in 11 years on tour and looked me in the face and said, I want to be in the Hall of Fame. I want to be Player of the Year at least once, and I want to win all the majors at least once. And the next 8 years, I watched her win 31 tournaments in 7 out of the 8 majors. You know, it's that vision in their heads, even long before it happens, that makes these people special. And I think both of them can really lock in with kind of a laser vision and a determination to go do the things that they want to do. But that happens, I think the discipline, the day-to-day motivation comes out of having the vision in their head. In other words, they see it in their head long before it happens. And that's the way it works for all of us. But these people are willing to acknowledge it and admit it to themselves mm-hmm. that it's a big piece of the puzzle.
Now, we highlighted LeBron. Talk to me about Derrick Rose. Of course, in 2011, the youngest MVP in history to win, you know, the MVP title. And, of course, he, in Game 3, we just think back. I mean, he too hits banks in that game winner. What's your perception of him as a competitor?
Well, you know, he's tougher than nails. When you look back and look at the injuries he's gone through, and if you think about it, I mean, I don't think Bill Russell or Michael Jordan or even LeBron at this point in career have gone through the injuries that he's gone through. He's gone through some pretty significant injuries, and the energy and intensity he's put into his rehabbing is just so impressive. And this year, for him to have surgery and then come back for the playoffs and be playing as fearlessly as he's playing, it gives you a clear picture of how badly he wants this. I think he wants it for his team, he wants it for his city, and he wants it for himself. And, you know, so here's two of the greatest players ever, maybe. I mean, going head-to-head with their teams, and just it's making for a great playoff, I mean, series, that's for sure.
You know, Derrick Rose, as you just said, you know, he's overcome some tough injuries. Do you think he's back to 100% and to that MVP level? Because as we've witnessed, I mean, he's attacking the basket. He is, in your words, as you said, I mean, he's playing fearless.
No, I don't see any signs of him being afraid of contact. And I would say that, and this happens often when a basketball player gets injured, if anything, I'd say his shooting is better. I mean, and I think what happens is when you can't run and jump, you spend a lot of time just spot shooting in place, and you end up becoming a better shooter. I mean, we've seen guys break their right hand if they're a right-handed player and develop an unbelievable left hand during the time that they're injured. So, I mean, it's not uncommon, but Derek didn't just sit around and do nothing. He was rehabbing and shooting. But, yeah, he's got a resiliency that's very admirable.
You know, it's one thing to prepare, to rehab. Is that the key to overcoming that fear from, you know, going through so many injuries?
You know, when you get a serious injury, you go through the same stages people go through in dealing with death and dying. I mean, you know, you begin with totally denying that you're hurt, and then you get really, really mad, and then you resist it, and then finally you accept it and you get on with the rehab. And it the quicker you can get on with the rehab, the better. But, I mean, you're going to go through a lot of pain. And, you know, every time you have a new injury, you don't have a whole lot of experience with it. So you have to learn, you know, how hard do I push myself? You know, a guy like Derek, the tendency is to want to push yourself too hard and go too fast. And what you have to do is back him off and get him to just do what the therapist and doctors are telling you to do. And everything will work out fine. So, I mean, you can't baby yourself. But you also can't push so hard that you cause yourself more problems.
We are quickly running out of time with Dr. Bob Rotell. Of course, the title of his new book is How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. Of course, we did highlight your time with LeBron James, Derrick Rose. Can you give us a quick hit on John Calipari, of course, with his Kentucky Wildcats?
Well, I think John is one of the most energetic, passionate people. And I've worked a lot with John for the last 20 years. He just really loves basketball players. He loves the game of basketball. And he's got this picture in his head that if a kid comes and plays for him, he's going to help him have a great future in the NBA and have a great life. And he feels like he's going to change the history of their families. And, you know, that's a lot of what John's about. I mean, that's what he gets up for and talks about constantly.
Right.
And he just kind of loves doing it. He's got his passion is pretty mind-boggling. But he spends a lot of time getting these kids to understand that with success, there's a lot of giving back to hospitals, to handicapped individuals. And so, I mean, he really teaches that there's more to it than just becoming great and making a lot of money, and that it gives you the power to make people feel good. And, you know, John's a gatherer. He really loves having a lot of people around him, and he has the kids at his house all the time, and he has a lot of individual meetings. But, you know, I think he and I share the idea that it's all about going for greatness. You don't get it all the time. You don't always get the number one spot or outcome, but you got to go after it. And I just love how his teams, they really play with lots of energy at both ends of the court, and they're very unselfish. And you know what? They can look in the mirror when the season's over every year
right.
And go, well, we gave it everything we got, and this is what we got this year.
It's been such an honor to have with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, Dr. Bob Rotella. Go out and get a copy of his new book, How Champions Think in Sports and in Life. What a pleasure. And we just wish you continued success, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much, Dr. Rotella.
Great talking to you, Alyssa.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.